Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom. We pick one word out of the Bible. We just expound on it a little bit. We try to find at least four or five scriptures to kind of let you know what the Bible says about it. Now, this is not an exhaustive study, but it's sort of skimming the surface of the water and at least looking right underneath what's on the surface. And so there's some great scriptures. Today's word, we're going to use the word blotted, B-L-O-T-T-E-D, blotted. It's a big word used quite a bit in the Bible. It's good to have your sins blotted out, but you don't want your name to be blotted out. There's some things you didn't want to blot, some things you don't want to blot. So we're looking at the scriptures. Psalm 69, verse 28. Psalm 69, verse 28. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. He's talking about unrighteous people who do evil. Unrighteous people who do evil, hurt other people, degrade other people, kill other people. It says, let them be blotted out of the book of the living. There's a book. Book of life. When you get to heaven, they're going to open up two books. Are you in the Lamb's book of life? You get to stay. And there's a second book called the book of works, which you did in faith, out of faith, in love, out of love. So we want to do what's right because it's right. Do what's right. Psalm 109, verse 13. Let his prosperity be cut off and the generation fallen. Let their name be blotted out. Now, this is David writing some nasty stuff because he had a lot of enemies. And so he would rise to the top. Now, you read every psalm kind of starts out the same way. He's talking about, man, they're on me. They're attacking me. I'm not doing anything wrong. They're trying to hurt me. But God, you're going to lift me up. You're going to redeem me. You're going to restore me. You're going to make him pay back seven times. So he's praying this over his enemy. Psalm 109, verse 13. Let their prosperity be cut off. And then the generation fallen, let their name be blotted out. Oh, that's serious stuff. Philippians 4:3. I urge you also, true companion, help these people who have labored with me, help me with the gospel, like Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Well, what Paul talking about? He said, well, there's people that help me. What do you know about them? Their names are in the book of life. They're born again, spirit-filled. They go, they're serving God. They're serving me. What's it say? Their names are in the book of life. Well, it's good to have your name in the book of life. Here's another scripture. This is Revelation 3:5. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Well, let's get toward the end of the book. You know, Revelation, the only book of the Bible, Revelation is the only book that has a promise with it. Blessed are those who read and understand the words of this book. So I'm going to read this again in Revelation 3:5. He overcomes shall be clothed in white garments. Well, there's some stuff to overcome. You got to overcome sin. You got to overcome the world. There's another word we'll pick up one time about overcoming. What do we overcome? When you're going to overcome, we'll be clothed in white garments. And God says, I will not blot his name from the book of life. Woo, that's a real good scripture. I like that. Revelation 13:7. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Talking about the Antichrist. It was granted him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. An authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, the Antichrist, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. There's the book of life again. I like this. Revelation 20:15. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. What are you saying? Well, you got to make sure your name's in the book of life. Now, I used to teach this all the time. I said, listen, everybody's name's in the book of life. Now, I went to church my whole life, and, you know, you have somebody get born again, somebody go down front, give the heart to Jesus. Well, somebody just wrote their name down the Lamb's book of life. When I said it, I'd sit in church. We didn't have Sunday school when I went to church. All the kids sit with their parents in the regular service list of the pastor. And so we'd give an altar call, and they'd make you come down. You'd have to go down front. They'd lay hands on you and pray for you. I said, well, a whole bit of Bob got saved today. They just wrote his name down the Lamb's book of life. Sheila got saved today, wrote her name down the Lamb's book of life. But then I got out of school, and I worked as an engineer for 12 years, and God dealt with about ministry. I go back to Bible school, and I get 2 degrees of theology. And I learned that's not in the Bible. Everybody's name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. There's no place where your name's written down. But there are 8 scriptures in the New Testament alone about your name being blotted out. God looked down through time, so every human that ever would be born, and said, I'm going to send my son for them. I'm going to pay salvation. I'm going to buy their salvation. Their salvation has been bought. But every human comes to a point in their life. I don't know the age. It's different with everybody. Where God will bring you to a point of decision where God will say, I set before you life, death, blessing, cursing. You get to choose. Well, we want to choose life. That's why you want your kids, you know, in church from the day they're born, you know. You want them taught the word of God. You want them to meditate on it day and night. That's where prosperity in life comes from. And so Exodus 32, verse 33, and the Lord said to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, I'll blot him out of my book. What does it mean? Well, your name was in the book, but God said, I'll blot your name out of the book. Everybody's name was in the book, but you can do something to get your name blotted out. You don't want that. And so Deuteronomy 9, verse 14, let me alone, O Lord, that I might destroy them and blot their name, blot out their name from under heaven. Whoa. 2 Kings 14:27. And the Lord did not say that he would blot their name, blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, the son of Joash. So there had been sinning and things aren't going well and they're not prospering, but God said, listen, I'm not going to blot their name out. I'm not going to blot their name out. And then I like this, Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince, which stands for the children of your people. There shall be a time of trouble since there's never been since the nation was born, even from that time. And from that time, thy people, your people, shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. He's talking about the end times and the 7-year tribulation. What's going to happen? Well, some tough times are going to come, but I'm going to save all those written in the book. You want to make sure your names are written in the book. What? Lamb's Book of Life? What does that mean? You've been born again. Now, we just covered, there are several hundred scriptures are being blotted, and they're all good. So I'm trying just to give you another, like, you want them to keep your name in the book. Now, don't get caught up and say, well, every time somebody's seen your name got blotted out. No, that's not so. When you get born again, your name gets written in the book. And the Bible says the righteous fall 7 times a day. There are no perfect Christians. There's just getting back up Christians. Every day you sin and you repent and you sin and repent. We're growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. There are no perfect people. They don't exist. And so I remember when I went to church years, you know, 60 years ago when I was a kid, you know, they said, well, where's Billy Bob at this Sunday? Well, I don't know. Maybe he's on vacation next Sunday. Or Billy Bob and his family, they're not here today. Well, they must be on a long vacation. Third weekend, where's Billy Bob at? Maybe they're sick. Somebody needs to check on them. And then maybe you'd call the house and you'd go by and maybe they lived in your neighborhood and you say, what's wrong? Well, we've not been to church. Why not? Well, we've messed up. We're trying to wait till we clean ourselves up. Then we're coming back to church. We try to tell people, you can't clean you up. Only God can do that. And I told people, especially my family, the whole life, when you sin, you run boldly to the throne of grace. Get mercy and help in time of need. Mercy is what you need. Mercy. The old blind Bartimaeus on the side of the road, Jesus was coming down the road and everybody's, hey, that healing rabbi's coming. What? He's been blind from birth, but he heard that healing rabbi's coming. So he starts to scream. He's screaming, mercy, mercy, son of David, have mercy on me. He said, hey, eyeballs, healing man, I need a set of eyeballs over here. He didn't ask for eyeballs. He asked for mercy. The Bible said when Jesus heard him yell, he stopped in his tracks. And the apostle said, Lord, don't pay any attention to him. He's a crazy old blind man. He said, no. And he went over and he asked the blind man, what can I do for you? And Peter said, he's trying to help. Well, Lord, you know, he didn't have any eyeballs. And Jesus was talking to Peter, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to the blind man. So he asked him again, blind man, what can I do for you? And the man said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And that day he got a brand new set of eyeballs. He stood up and he could see for the first time in his life. Well, he goes on. Jesus goes on to minister. Well, they drug this man's got a new set of eyeballs down to the Sanhedrin, and they grilled him in a court of law. Do you believe this guy's the Son of God? Because Jesus had enemies. Do you believe this guy's the Son of God? because he just got a new set of eyeballs back. He's been blind from birth. Everybody knew it. You believe this guy's the Son of God? He said, I don't know. All I know is once I was blind and now I see. That's all I know. And so Jesus loved to show off. So let's let God be good. Let's get that Bible open, meditate in the Word of God. Days will go real good. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.